Hi there, how's it going? The time now is 2:45 in the morning on the 14th of January. I'm at work, I'm doing the night shift, and I'm looking at the moon at the minute. And yeah, I'm just standing outside on my break. But yeah, I just thought I'd express my thoughts to my subscribers. Most of you will know about this young lad in Auckland being raided last week by the heavily armed Thought Police of New Zealand now. And it's early in the year, and I think this is just the start of things to come. And they want to shut down conservative thinkers. This lad, like I've said, was no threat. And the police are being politicised by this government, which is tyranny. This is tyranny. And this is New Zealand. I don't think they're going to be too happy until they shoot somebody, the police. And the mainstream media are already fully on board, and the headlines are probably already written. Far right, white supremacist, violently attacks the police when the police come to raid his home. Or something like that. And this is the narrative they're going to drive. The media in New Zealand are driving the narrative that New Zealand has got a far-right white supremacist problem. And it hasn't. The white supremacists in New Zealand are literally, I would say, less than 100. And they're not terrorists. Criminals, yes, some of them. Most of them are in jail. But no way are they terrorists. But that's the narrative this government is driving. They are ignoring political radical Islam. They are totally ignoring criminal gangs of New Zealand who are fully armed to the teeth, and they do terrorise communities. But this government is completely ignoring them. Instead, this government is coming for all guns of hard-working, tax-paying citizens, good citizens. They're coming for them because they're easy to come for. They're easy. Because they're law-abiding. They won't go for these criminal gangs. Mongrel mob, black power, Hell's Angels, headhunters, killer bees, they won't touch them. Because that's just too hard for the police. They don't want to shoot at the police. It's funny, I believe these gangs are protected. And I think they're protected by politicians in Parliament who share the same history. And they're probably related to them, half of them. And it just stinks. Gangs in New Zealand now. For anybody outside New Zealand listening to this podcast, the gangs in New Zealand now are doing security on mosques. Would you believe that? Gangs in New Zealand are doing security on mosques. And this is being celebrated by the media. The media are so joyous of this when they come on the news every night, you know, these journalists and these talk show hosts. Oh, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing what the mongrel mob are doing and what Black Power are doing? Oh, helping our Muslim community. They've just got out of jail. These people spend half their life in jail. These people Well, some would say they're domestic terrorists. These people add nothing of value to New Zealand at all. Nothing. Unless you value drugs, meth, killings, rapings, prostitution. Violent attacks on each other, destruction of communities, intimidation of the general public. If you value that, then that's okay. If you think that's a good thing. And the media seem to. They praise these gangs. And the government do too. New Zealand has really gone tits up. It really has. And, you know, I just yesterday I was sent this this link on Facebook, as it happens. I don't go on Facebook much. But this link was Jacinda, and she's in Australia. And all these people were praising, all the comments were praising Jacinda. And they were saying, it makes you wonder whether it was made up, because it was just, pardon me. But it was just sickening to read all these comments praising Jacinda. Oh, Jacinda, please come to Australia and be our Prime Minister. You are amazing. And most of these comments were like that, saying how amazing she is. How fantastic, and she's the greatest leader in the world today. That's what these people were saying. But obviously, they don't live in New Zealand. And they only believe, much like the people of New Zealand, believe what they read in their press and in their media. The world's upside down. And the media, the globalist media, are doing a fantastic job on brainwashing, literally brainwashing, the populations of their nations to believe that no borders is a great thing. Mass migration from a third world is a great thing. It's a good thing. Migration is good for your country. Migration is good for your country, but the right migration. Skilled workers is good for your country. People who are going to work and contribute to your country. People, mostly, of a similar kind of culture would be best for your country. People who come and go on welfare and they're from alien cultures, violent cultures, and violent religious cultures, who will not integrate into your culture. They will refuse to integrate into your culture. And they will impose their culture on yours. And the government will stop all criticism of them incoming alien cultures. Stop all criticism and make it a crime to criticize them. That is not good immigration policy. And anybody, any leader, world leader or nation's leader who imposes this on their nation is committing an act of treason, I believe. This is what I believe. How can they truly believe that is a good thing? I believe it's stupidity, naivety, gullibility, blackmail, corruption. Take your pick. But it's one of them, or a few of them together. How can these world leaders be so bloody stupid? But they are. They are. They're stupid. Or they're corrupt. It has to be. I've got to go down a line of corrupt. And I think the United Nations, especially the United Nations, the European Union, and individuals like George Soros. Now, because I mentioned George Soros, you know, people get on my back, especially these lefty YouTubers, because I criticise George Soros. That must mean I'm an anti-Semite. They actually say this on videos. They make YouTube videos about my videos and my podcasts and what I say. And when I criticise George Soros, they come out and say, there you go, he is far right. He's criticising George Soros. And George Soros is a Jew. That's what they say. Never mind what George Soros has done and what he continues to do. George Soros. Do these people realise what he did to the Jews in his own city of Budapest during the Second World War? He handed Jews over to the Nazis. That's what he did as a young boy. And when the Jews were taken out and put on trains, him and his other collaborators went into the houses of his fellow Jews and stripped their wealth. That's what George Soros did. He's on YouTube. You can see him talking about this and he laughs about it. George Soros did this. He is a self-loathing Jew. He loathes Jews. I don't loathe Jews at all. I am pro-Israel. People call me a Zionist. They call me an anti-Semite. And they call me a Zionist as well. And I would say, yes, I'm probably closer to a Zionist. I believe in Israel. I believe there should be an Israel and a Jewish state. I believe in the Jewish state. And they should have the right to defend themselves in any way possible. Because let's face it, Israel cannot lose a war. If Israel lose a war with all them countries that surround them, every man, woman and child in Israel will be massacred in a genocide. But people don't see this. Some people, a lot of people, don't care. But I do. And that's why I support Israel. But honestly, the media are, the mainstream media, the legacy media, are the fake news. Donald Trump is right. He's bang on the button. The mainstream media or the legacy media of the Western world is fake news. They are lying to the people of their own nations. And like I've said before, Donald Trump, for all his faults, I believe he's the best thing there is in the world at this minute. I'm a Trump supporter. And I'm proud that I'm a Trump supporter. And I think Donald Trump will get a second term. I hope and pray that he gets a second term. But try saying that in New Zealand. It's a funny thing. My wife and I were out just yesterday. We went out for a coffee. And we went to this cafe just outside, coffee shop, just outside Christchurch. And in there was an old friend of my wife's who she used to work with. And then him and his wife were in there. And anyway, they came over and sat next to us. And they'd been on holiday in the United States recently. And he went on and he was talking about Donald Trump. And my wife knows how I feel. And he was talking about Donald Trump, began, he was slagging Donald Trump off. Those stupid Trump supporters, this, and how stupid would you have to be to support Donald Trump? And he had no idea that I was a Trump supporter. But he just assumed that everybody in New Zealand is anti-Trump. And I sat there and I listened. And my wife, she knew what was going through my head. And I was just on the cusp of saying something. But you know what? I didn't. Because at the end of the day, he's been a good friend of my wife. And, well, I didn't want to spoil that and cause an argument. So I let it go. But it just goes to show that he thought he could say that. He felt so comfortable and confident that he could say that to me and my wife and believe we had the same opinion as him, because he's probably never come across a Trump supporter in New Zealand. He probably says that a lot to people, but people tend to, I don't know, not stand up for themselves because they fear being labelled as a racist or far-right white supremacist. Because in New Zealand, that's what you are. If you support Trump, then you are a far-right white supremacist. This is the narrative. This young lad that was raided last week in Auckland, he started a website on Facebook, Right Minds. And I know this lad. I've met him and a lot of his followers and supporters because I've done a speech in Auckland. And I went up there and staged them, and we had a great time. And it was lovely. And they're lovely people as well. Good, hard-working, loyal New Zealand citizens who love this country. And who say, and will say, openly, that they don't want New Zealand to go down the same way as Western Europe. And they say it on Facebook, and they say it on Right Minds. And they say it on all social media. They say it on my comments on Cross the Rubicon. And they're being watched. And because this Dewi De Boer, the young lad who was raided, I'm guessing he's about mid-20s. Because he's the founder of the Right Minds site, he's, funny enough, just coincidentally, he gets raided by the police looking for a weapon, a gun. Funny that, isn't it? Of course the police have been politicised. Absolutely they have. The police in New Zealand now are just thought police. They're not real police. They're ignoring the gangs, they're ignoring the real criminals. Easy targets. That's all they are. Traffic police giving out tickets all day long. Or now they're just hunting for easy targets, easy soft targets, and pretending that they're far-right white supremacists. They are pretending. They know they're not. They know when they go into those houses with their big guns and bravado, they know there's nothing going to be on the other side of that door. But you know what? If they went to a gang pad, there would be something on the other side of that door. The gang pads in New Zealand, you can see them. Every town and city have got them. Iron fences, padlock gates, barbed wire on top of the fences. What do the police do? Drive on by. That's what they do. Drive on by. Not interested. Too hard. The gangs in New Zealand, they advertise. They advertise on their faces, on their clothes, on their motorbikes, what gangs they're in. Do the police pull them over? No. No, they don't. your gang members riding round on $30,000-$40,000 Harley Davidsons. The police know they've never had a job. They know they've never worked a day in their lives. And they're driving around on $30,000-$40,000 Harley Davidsons. Do they get pulled over? No. No, they do not. They are pathetic. Pathetic. I tell you what. I have lost all respect for the police in New Zealand. I've got no respect for them at all. And that's a big thing to say. But I've got no respect for the government. I've certainly not got no respect for the Prime Minister. And I've got absolutely no respect for the police at all. They are politicised. Militarised thought police who want to shut down opposing opinion to this government on orders from this government. And this government gets their orders from the United Nations and have probably been corrupted by other non-government organisations like George Soros's. I may be wrong, but you know what? I don't think I am. Most people know this is true. But there's people out there Sorry about that, the phone went off. There's people out there who criticise me and call me a far-right white supremacist. But you know, I'm putting myself out there. I'm saying what I believe needs to be said. And I have to expect what I get. And I have no doubt that my words and what I say are being scrutinised by this government and by the police here in New Zealand. And they are probably just waiting for me, or they're building up some kind of case where they can come knocking on my door again and charge me with, I don't know. What can they charge me with? A hate crime? Well, they'd have to change the law, wouldn't they, to get me on hate crime, because as far as I know, I don't say anything hateful. All I'm doing is telling the truth as I believe it. After all, New Zealand is supposed to be still a free country. But it's not. That's the point. It's not. Jacinda has abused her power. She is abusing her power. And I believe this year, 2020, she's going to ramp it up. She's exploited what happened in the mosque on the 15th of March, absolutely politicised and exploited it. I don't think it was her. I think it's been ordered by the United Nations. I think they've exploited it. And they are just telling her exactly what to do. I don't think she's in control. I think they are in control. And she gets her orders from them. And she's carrying out the orders of a foreign entity. So what is that? What is that? Technically, if a leader of a nation and other politicians are bringing down their own nation on orders from an outside entity or an outside force. I'm not going to say the word, but you know where it is. History, or historians. They're not going to be writing nice things about Jacinda Ardern. It's not going to be good. History's not going to look down on her. It's not going to favour her at all for what she's doing. She's going to go down as an absolute disgrace for what she is doing to this country, what she is doing to this, the people of New Zealand. Just so, now this is what I believe, just so she can secure the big job in the United Nations. I believe that's what she's doing. I mean, could you sell out your own country to get a big job in the United Nations? I couldn't. I couldn't do that. If somebody offered me $1 billion to sell out my nation, would I do it? No, that's the answer. I just couldn't do it. And I wouldn't do it. And I'd expose them. It'll probably make me quickly a dead man, but there's some very, very powerful people in the world. And it just so happens that the most powerful people are globalists. And they want a borderless world. And they want globalist leaders of these nations to smash down their own borders and sell the sovereignty of their borders to the United Nations and to globalists. That's what's happening. And the people are standing in the way, are you, Donald Trump, Viktor Orban, Salvini of Italy? The jury's still out on Boris Johnson. My God, but I tell you, there's going to be conflicts. There really is. But these globalists, they want to bring the people we're going to be warring with, they want to bring en masse these people into your nations. So when it all kicks off, they'll already be inside your nation. They're already in. I know, it's a nightmare scenario, isn't it? Absolute nightmare. The Trojan horse, that's exactly what it is. It's the Trojan horse. And these globalists, they know what they're doing. They know the end game is this. It has to be. They know this is not going to end well. But they're going to do it anyway. Anyway, I've been on here nearly, 30 minutes. I wasn't going to make a podcast, but I did. And I don't know. I just felt I needed to. But there's going to be a lot more police raids in New Zealand, and I'm going to be one of them. I'm pretty confident in that. What that's going to do to my marriage, well, only time will tell. Luckily, all my kids are grown up now. But, yeah, I think they're going to cause real issues. Not only for me, but for many of us up and down New Zealand. Who are openly critical of, well, this government. The Global Compact on migration. Mass migration from a third world critical of nearly everything Jacinda's doing. Critical of Islam flooding into the West. I think that's a legitimate thing to be critical of and to be concerned about. If anybody knows anything about the history of Islam, they would know. But the power of the media and the power of fear by the government stops people from researching it. I would say to anybody to get yourselves a copy of the Quran. Do your research on YouTube. Look at speakers. Watch them. Listen to them. And you will find out what it's all about. They've been at war with us for 1400 years. It's never stopped. But now, the difference is now, is that the leaders of nations are enabling them. That's the difference now. The leaders of the West, they are holding the gates open and bringing them in. That's the difference. It's unprecedented madness, insanity. It's got to be corruption. It has to be. Because it doesn't add up. It does not add up. Right, that's me. You've got the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. From across the Rubicon. Just outside Christchurch in New Zealand. Please, share this podcast with everybody around the world and let them know what is happening in New Zealand, and do not believe the fake news, because it is just that, fake. Jacinda is a disaster in New Zealand. Absolute disaster. And she's having the police raid people's homes who openly disagree with her and criticise her policies. She is politicising the police to intimidate people into silence. That is tyranny. Anyway, that's me. See you later. Bye.